Who is your name?
Michael J. Kayutak.
What is the story you're going to tell?
The name of the story is Someone That Looks for a Suit.
Where did you get the story from?
I got it from my grandfather. He is the one that showed me the story. He showed me the story a long time ago and I learned it from him.
These people, this man and wife had a daughter and they were living with her and they were living with these people. The young lady that was with them always went out to get some snow, some wood, and they lived by the beach. So this one lady, went down to the beach to get some wood, and then he kept hearing something. He kept hearing something making noise like, hee-hee-hee-hee. She kept hearing it. So she stopped and started to listen to it. And then she could hear that voice, hee-hee-hee-hee. Hee-hee-hee-hee. That's the kind of noise that it said, don't move. Don't move. That man kept saying, don't move. Don't move. And then that man said, don't move. And they kept telling her not to move. And it was a person and a dog team. And it was on the other side of the mountain. And she could hear that voice go, hee, 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 hee. And she couldn't understand where it was coming from. And it kept saying, don't move, don't move. And it kept coming closer and closer. And she couldn't move. So she just couldn't. She had the woods on her hand, but she still couldn't move. And she could feel that person coming through the mountain with the dog team. And then he finally came around the bend. He had four black dogs when he finally came around, and they were real huge, and they were just black. Both the dogs were black, all of them were black, and also that man. And he finally reached that woman. And when he reached that woman, she didn't want to get on the sled, but she finally went in. And that man took her away. They kept going, and they kept going inland. They kept going through the river. They went inland. They went up and down through the trees. And finally they stayed overnight at the beach, and he said, we are going inside the river and we're gonna finally reach it. And she finally found out that he could talk. But she kind of didn't like him because he had real black clothes. It was a little man. And then finally they went again, and then he heard some voices. Finally they reached by the mouth of the river. They were getting near a house, and they finally reached the house. So they were by these people. But that door was just huge, and there was nobody around. It seemed like they weren't around. When she started looking, all there was just soot all over inside the porch when they went in. It was all sooty. Just sooty. Finally, she was standing around, and that man was putting the dogs away. Then this woman went out from this door and went towards her.
And that woman, that real huge woman, took her home. Took that woman home. She took her inside her house. And then when she said, if you had not gone with me, I wouldn't have taken you out. But she started telling him a story. You see that man that took you here? That's the man that steals all these women and then just gather them in this certain place. But if they give you food, don't eat it. Don't touch it. You have a belt, which is real good. So don't take your belt off when you sit down. And if they give you food, just pretend you're eating it. And then just put it down through the front of your dress and then just drop it. But don't touch it. Don't eat it. But that woman did let her eat as much as she could before she went over. So they were inside for a while, and finally that man came. And then that man wanted that woman to go with him. The name of that person was a man that was Sudhi. That was the one that wanted him back. So he took her home, and they went inside, but she was first and that man was last when they went inside his house. And then when she went inside, she felt real funny in that house because it was so dark inside. All the house, that house, when they went in, it was just dark, black, just dark, and she couldn't understand it. And she was getting kind of scared. Finally, she got over by the light and she sat down. She didn't really sit down. She got down by her knees and she remembered what that woman said, and she didn't take off her belt. And those people were real nice to her. Those women were just talking to her, and they were real happy that she came. And they knew that that some other woman had came around. That's what they were happy about. So they gave her some food. And she sat down, and she pretended to eat it. And then she remembered what that woman said, so she put the food inside her mouth. She pretended to, but she really did put it in through her shirt. Just dropped them in and pretend to eat, but she wouldn't touch that food. And that man didn't say anything to her. That man wouldn't even say one single word to that woman. But if he did say something, it wouldn't be to hurt her feeling. Finally, that woman said to that man, I sure like to go walking around. I really like to, but I guess I can't walk around anymore. And then she said, gee, it sure would feel good to go outside and walk around for a while. Do you think I can? And he said, sure, you could go out. So she got ready and she went out. That young lady went out when they gave her permission. So she walked and walked all day. And finally, when it got dark, she went home. And when she went home, before she went inside, she went over to that woman's house. And then that woman had also said that she liked to go visit people. So she went over and visited that woman that had talked to her before. So she went over, and every day, he went out. And then there was a certain day she was going out, and she said, "You know, sometimes when I go away, I don't go home at night. Just to be away from people." And then she asked permission from that man, and she said, "Go ahead. It wouldn't bother me any." So that one day when she went out, she didn't go home. And finally, when she did go home in the evening, she did exactly as what she said she would do. And then after so many days, she decided to say the same thing again. She didn't go out for 2 days. Or she went out later and she didn't go home for 2 days. And she kept going further and further away from where she was at. And then finally one day when she went out, she seen this house by the river. And she was real suspicious. So she went home. She didn't go in. But she went home because she had been gone away for quite a while. And she had stayed overnight. And then she decided to go away again. She told that man she was going to be gone for 2 days. And he didn't say anything. So the next day, she went, and then she said she was going to be gone for 2 days. So she stayed overnight, and she went to that place where she seen that house. And then she went in the house, the one that was in the mouth of the river. And she crossed the bridge. I mean, it wasn't really a bridge, but it was just a place where she could go across. And then she went inside that house, and there was nobody living in there, but there were men's stuff in there. Not even a single woman's stuff in there, but there was a lot of food in there. All dried food and all kinds of food in there. So she sat down, and she didn't even touch the food. And then in the evening, she heard somebody outside. I knew that somebody would come in. I knew that somebody would go in. She heard a voice like that. She said, "Nobody, not one single person had ever reached my house before in my life." So he started to come in and seen her. Or they looked at each other when he went in. And then that man started smiling at that woman. He said, "How come you didn't bother to eat when you went in?" And then she said, "No, she just didn't care to eat when she went in, even though she seen all the food." So they both started eating together. And then that woman started to tell him about that story, about him herself, and also he did, and said that he had some family somewhere. And then that woman said she has a family somewhere, but this man took her away from him. And then she said she kept going away and visiting, and then finally it's been 2 days since she's been gone. And now he finally reached his place. But I know that he's got four dogs. He's got four black dogs, real huge dogs. That man that took me away. So how is it that I am gonna go home? How am I gonna go home? That woman is talking to that man. So finally that man said, "This is what you should do. If you go home and go back up there, you stay there about a day, and then when you go home from my place, and when you reach it, when he
start to be real friendly with you, when he start to get in front of you and start to welcome you, you turn right around and start running real fast backwards. And try to run as fast as you can towards my house. He said, just keep running away from me and don't look back. And don't forget, try to reach my house. It's over by the mouth of the river. That's where my house is. He said, don't forget now, you gotta go to my house when you start running away from him. And then when you think you're real close, you take 4 big steps. Don't forget now, before you take the 4 steps, you close your eyes and you take 4 big steps. And on the 4th step, you take a big jump. And then that water that's by my house, you're going to be sure and try to jump over it. Don't forget now, try to jump as high as you can and try to reach me. So that woman was told what to do, that man told her what to do, and then she started going home. And then she kept thinking about him. But at that time, that man tried to make her feel as more comfortable as she could. And he did want to help that woman. So finally, she went home by the river. And then as soon as she reached that place, she seen that man start going towards him. And then she started going towards him. And then when he got close, she turned right around and started running as fast as she could. And he started running after her. And then he couldn't reach her for a while. And then, see, they kept running, but she was still ahead. And then that man couldn't reach that woman, so he went back and took the 2 dogs that he had and started running after her. And then he could hear him, ee-hee-hee-hee, ee-hee-hee-hee. Boy, you catch her, you kill her, you eat her. And she thought, gee, they're going to eat me when they reach me. And then she heard it, and she started running as fast as she could. And then he could hear that voice going, ee-hee-hee-hee, you catch her, you eat her. Boy, they're going to let that, those dogs are going to really eat her and up if they catch her in there. Just huge. But, and then he kept thinking about that man. And they kept running. She kept running. And it's still a long ways yet. Finally, she seen that house that she's supposed to reach. And that man was on top of that house. The man that was telling her, he said, and then he said, ki-ki-ki-ki. Try to run as fast as you can. Try to run as fast as you can. And then she kept running, but it didn't make any difference, it seemed like. She never seemed to move. But that voice she could hear go, ee-hee-hee-hee. If I catch you, I'm going to let my dogs eat you. So finally she reached that point where there was no ice. Or there was a little bit of ice in the middle of that current that kept going round and around. Finally she went to that place where that man said to cross over. And then when she finally thought she reached it, she closed her eyes and took 4 steps, and she just took a leap on the 4th step, and she really jumped over. And then she was on ground. And then when she stepped on the ground, she opened her eyes, but she didn't look back. And then she started going up towards that man that
And then when she started going towards that man, she heard a big splash. Just when she reached that man that was real nice to her. See, what happened was just before he reached her, she had taken that leap. And then he barely missed her. And then when she took the jump, he splashed in the water. And then when she reached up there, that man said, "Go ahead, look back. Look back where you came from." And she did look back. And then she seen there were some kind of lungs or something on top of the water, just going round and around, just like the tape recorder. And that is where that man, that Sudhi man, died. So the next day, she started going home where she came from. And then when she reached up to that place where she was at, she got those two dogs, and then she got the two dogs and took them back to that man. The man that was real nice to her. And then from then on, they got those two dogs and they were going to keep them. But they were in such a hurry that she only took the two dogs, left the other two. And then just those two they had to go back and get. And then after the fifth day, they were man and wife, which is a tradition. And then finally they were living together, and then one day she remembered her parents. She kept thinking about them. And finally her husband started getting everything together and got all the caribous and everything together on the sled and decided to go. They got the dogs and they start going. And then when they reached it, she recognized her country where she came from. And then her parents were waiting for her. And then her father started to get mad at her husband. But that woman said, "No, father, don't get mad at him. Don't kill him. That man is the one that saved my life. That this one guy was going to kill me, but he saved my life." And then that man's name was the Sudhi man. "But this man that is now my husband is the one that saved my life. So don't kill him." So they got to like him and they treated him like a son. So they kept going back and forth, living with their parents and everything, and live with them as happy as they can. And then she did go back to her parents. And then this story is from my great-grandfather, and his last name is Arnasagak. That is where I learned the story from, and that is how it ended. So that goes to show that you should not go with people that want you to go with them, even if they wanted you to. That is the end of the story.